When Tropical Storm Irene swept through mobile home parks and other vulnerable sites, about 15% of the homes that were damaged or destroyed were modular. And mobile homes account for about 7% of the state's total housing stock. So, after the flood subsided, affordable housing agencies got to work on manufacturing housing that would be safer and better than those that were ruined.
As you come through the door, you'll notice how thick the walls are.
Tour guide Peter Schneider is an energy consultant with Efficiency Vermont, one of many collaborators in this pilot project.
These walls are more than twice as thick as a typical manufactured home.
So thick that the home can be heated or cooled simply and cheaply with one ventilating system assisted by solar panels on the roof. Most mobile homes sit precariously on cinder blocks, but this one will be more securely anchored to a flood-resilient foundation, and the roof is designed to hold up against heavy snow. As sun shone through triple-pane windows, the demo home drew praise from housing advocates at a press conference. Efficiency Vermont has teamed up with a handful of nonprofit agencies and builder Steve Davis to bring this new modular to market. Davis owns Vermont Construction in White River Junction. He says there are three other similar homes in production, already sold, and 10 more will be marketed as part of the pilot project. And he'd like to sell even more than that.
The deal is that with this home, you can become a net zero home for almost the same money as building a typical everyday modular home.
Each 66 to 70-foot single-wide house costs $90,000, about a third more than the typical mobile home of its size. But subsidies of up to $30,000 will be available through the Vermont Housing and Conservation Board, Efficiency Vermont, the High Meadows Fund, and the Vermont Community Foundation. Scudder Parker, policy director for one of the project partners, the Vermont Energy Investment Corporation, says it's about time that energy efficiency became more widely available.
So here's housing for, you know, folks who are working hard but not making a lot of money, or for seniors, and it's actually affordable for folks because you're counting how much they would have to spend on heating and cooling and all the systems in the house.
The first one will go to Joel Ferris in Royalton. He's happy with a modern kitchen, clean lines, sturdy floors, and the energy-efficient features. While his current mobile home survives Tropical Storm Irene, he knows that modular housing needs to be better built to withstand another disaster or even a frigid winter.
I watched all those pictures, and for example, one place was Bethel. Bethel got hit. Their trailer park got hit pretty bad. Woodstock got hit. I was damn lucky, really.
Andy figures he's also lucky to have such a nice new place to live. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright. In the Upper Valley.